Here are today's top stories. Well, it was revealed that the police department has been keeping tabs on activists and protesters using surveillance and undercover police officers during marches. So the next time that guy in a turtleneck tries to sell you weed and asks to borrow your phone, yeah, that's a cop. The head of the water department resigned last week, this after the health department said they're going to check pipes for lead. That's not an arbiter of bad things to happen. The water commissioner's like, I'm just going to quietly back up out of this room. Nobody's going to... Crane Chicago business columnist Greg Hines predicted a Cubs World Series before the state budget deal. Really? You know you're hitting new lows when people are thinking the Cubs are going to win a World Series before you do your job. I didn't know that state budgets were sport. And if that's the case, may I please have that paper bag, Pete? Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm from the state of Illinois. Go Illinois.
Speaking of baseball, Congressman Mike Quigley joined the Cubs in asking the mayor to close streets around the ballpark during games for security reasons. Mayor Emanuel said that that was a swing and a miss. Really? He said that? When did the mayor become Bruce Valanche? Is he going to start writing for the MTV Movie Awards next? Donald Trump is mad. What? He says the GOP nominating system is crooked. This after the Colorado caucus went to Ted Cruz. Wait, the presidential nominating process is crooked? What? Are you serious? That's funny, you weren't saying that 3 months ago. So when you win, you're a winner. And when you lose, the system sucks. Did you get that, area dads? Good advice to tell your kids next time they don't win that Little League game. And sad news, Doug Banks died today. The local DJ was currently on V103. That's hard to hear. Great DJ, true Chicagoan. A new study says that those who are married have a better chance of surviving cancer. When reached for comment to download, single guy was like, yeah, but still, I don't have to pick up my laundry, so I think that's a fair trade. In science news, wild tiger populations are up for the first time in 100 years. When reached for comment, the Minneapolis dentist who shot Cecil the lion said, Ashley, could you hold my calls? I got to go back to the jungle. A thief broke into a Five Guys in Washington, D.C., but he didn't want money. He just wanted a burger. Yeah, he made himself a burger. At that point, do you put everything on it because you stole it, or do you stick with what you like? Because if I were that guy, I'd probably try the burger with the sautéed mushrooms and maybe the A1 sauce, just to see if I like it, right? In weather, have we busted out? Are we in the clear? Can we come out of the house now? In sports, the Blackhawks start their playoff push for the Stanley Cup on Wednesday with a rivalry showdown with the St. Louis Blues. The Blues are the chic pick for most hockey writers this week, but that's okay. The Blackhawks like being in this spot. I don't think there's anything wrong with a Kaner, a Taze, a Keith, a Crawford, a collective chip on the shoulder. I think it's good. And also, we can't lose to St. Louis. It's just principle. Sorry. It's just not going to happen. We won't accept it. The Chicago Cubs are back in Chicago for their home opener at night. Oh, whoa, what was that noise? Oh, it's the Downloads 1980s Cub fan. He must have traveled back through time. Hey, how's it going? Kingman, Buckner. No lights forever. I'm going to go to that McDonald's. Then I'm going to go to Yum Yum Donuts. Then I'm going to head over to the Wrigleyville Tap. After that, I'm going to pay $5 to watch myself a Cubs game in the day because there's no lights. What? What? Thank you. Downloads 1980s Cubs fan. The Cubs are 5-1, and they got the Reds tonight, who are also 5-1, so good baseball early. The White Sox are back on the road with a set against the Twins. They were postponed yesterday, which gave them a sort of unofficial day off. They haven't had a day off yet this season. What? Are people just clamoring for White Sox baseball that the MLB is like, more! We need White Sox every day! Don't you give them rest! The Bulls. Man, oh man, the Bulls. Didn't make the playoffs this year, but you know what? I have a feeling that was Fred Hoiberg's plan all along. Start small, have the expectations as low as you possibly can for 4 or 5 years, play about 500 basketball, and then leave for a college program. Is that about right? It sucks to watch Golden State and Steve Kerr get ready to break the Bulls' record on Wednesday night. They got one game left against the Memphis Grizzlies. They win, they get 73 wins and the regular season record. If they lose, ESPN anchors are probably going to jump off a cliff. And finally, the MTV Movie Awards were last night. That's still a thing? Really? Which pop stars kissed? Do we really need MTV to tell us what the best underwater sex scene was? Or the best actor who didn't wear underwear? I mean, come on. Actually, who won that category? Just interested. Well, that's the carryout for April 11, 2016. Hey, we gave you more chili flakes than you needed. Why? Because we think you're hot.